Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Berigman. Great broadcast today. Second hour, James McKinney, obviously one of our favorites. I'm not supposed to tell you that, but I just did. I mean, for many reasons. One, you can talk to him about just about anything, and he has a really high level analysis of it. Especially election, his works on elections. We'll ask him about that. And also this lawsuit coming up. There's a big story, big news. Always James McKinney will be here. First hour, we'll be going over the news. If you want to call in, we keep getting emails. Well, I'm not sure if I can call in. You can call in. If I'm here, I mean, I don't know how other guest hosts do it or whatever. If I'm here, especially if we're doing news, or if a guest's on, you want to talk to a guest, whatever you want to do, you want to call in. Call in. So I want to make that clear. I'm being told I don't say that near enough, and people are not calling in because I'm not saying that. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You can call in wherever you want or whenever you want. If for some reason we can't get you on, you know, Todd will tell you, or I'll tell you, or whatever. We'll get you in quick. Very interesting times, obviously, that we're living in. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Uncle Kevin is here riding shotgun with us. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. It's another great day in America. And just like you said, it's a wonderful time to be alive. Get your blood going.
The big news, and to give you a little background to the legal battle, you know, corporate media, I have watched a little bit of it or seen, you know, some of the posts. Corporate media has been harping about Trump's team and other people in behalf of Trump or their own interests who have been suing about this election have basically been, their success rate has been extremely low, 10% probably, real success, 10-15% on any kind of movement. The state courts have been derelict, I would say, in many of their duties. And going to the state court to get them to do anything is kind of like going to the state court to get them to overturn the state court. You know, it's like going to your parents. Exactly. It's like going to your parents to get them to, you're appealing the decision that your parents made. I'm going to appeal. Where are you going to appeal? Well, to mom. You got to appeal to mom. Well, who made the decision? Well, mom made the decision and you're now appealing to mom. You know,
or going to the courts asking to get a ticket, a traffic ticket thrown out.
Right, they have a vested interest. It's very complicated, and they're very unconstitutional. They're hacks. They're a disgrace in so many ways. The state courts, up into even the lower district courts, whatever, they're political machines. Period. Mm-hmm. Period. Anybody who says different,
they have a vested interest in it.
Right.
Keeping everything the same. Everything they want the same. So they're.
Yeah. Anybody who says different is not being honest.
Yeah,
the big news that's come in the last 2 days, the big news this morning as all the smoke is clearing, is that when somebody puts in a lawsuit, whether it's Trump or not, it has to go to a state court or district court, and then it's got to work its way. They got to get rejected, and it has to work its way up to the Supreme Court. Now, they have so many machinations, and they have the ability to stop this process. They have the ability to, you know, make people look bad, blah, 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 blah. They can, I mean, if they wanted to, they can make it real difficult to even have it heard by the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they're doing. The big story is Texas a few days ago now. Texas, the state of Texas, the attorney general in Texas has filed a lawsuit. Attorney General Ken Paxton. I think Attorney General Ken Paxton is going to end up being a name and be a hero throughout this country. The Texas lawsuit is on the docket. The Supreme Court will determine the fate of the 2020 election. Here's what you need to know. When a state sues another state, the only jurisdiction that can hear the case is the Supreme Court. That means you don't go to the state, you don't go to the districts, you don't go to the what have you. The state goes straight to the Supreme Court if they're going to hear it at all. Texas is suing Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin. Why? Not because they were counting, had votes coming out from under the table, or the USB drives didn't work, or blah, 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 or insert here, any kind of voter fraud. It's a simple lawsuit, a simple question. Under the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause of Rights, the people of Texas, their rights and their vote has been violated because those four states usurped constitutional law by changing election law then to adversely affect the outcome, or to affect the outcome of the election, therefore diluting the votes of the people of not only their own state, but therefore, consequently, Texas. This is a powerful message. When it first came out, corporate media was immediately poo-pooing it, of course, like they usually do. The ones they scream the loudest about are the ones they got to worry about the most. They said the Supreme Court will never hear it. Almost immediately after that, the Supreme Court said, it's on the docket. We are going to hear it.
This is
a very big story. The Supreme Court has now said that the states need their response in by tomorrow at 3 p.m. They're going to hear it. The question is, we'll take Pennsylvania, for example. All these states have a similar situation. Take Pennsylvania. The legislature made it so that votes had to be in a certain date. The legislature, that means the House, the Senate, the bodies elected by the people had voted that the election law on that night would be XYZ. You had to have your vote in. You had to have it counted by this. It had to be boom, boom, boom. The state secretary of state, the governor was complicit in it, obviously, and the state courts ruled that the secretary of state could then change the acceptance of ballots. We can have ballots 12 days after, or we can have now write-in ballots, or now we don't have to have chain of custody, or now they started changing these rules that the legislation, by law, the legislature of the state, by law, had enacted. Okay, you go to the Constitution. In the Constitution, where is that power? Where is that sole power? It is in the state legislatures. In the state legislatures. So anybody, and we know, what is the supreme law of the land? The Constitution. Anything contrary to the Constitution is null and void. All right? So when they went outside Marbury versus Madison, 1803. So when they went outside the Constitution, this is null and void. This is the question Texas wants to ask, or is asking. As of this morning, I mean, I checked, it's like 10 states have joined this. If they get up to 30
growing,
states.
It's picking up speed. That's the exciting thing. It's really, it seems to have got some traction and other states are joining in. So if they get, you know, you're got 20, 30 states, that'd be wonderful, be huge.
I'm going to read a little bit of the article from Michael Snyder. Very few of the lawsuits that Trump's legal team has filed since Election Day have really worried the left, but when Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit directly with the Supreme Court, again, directly with the Supreme Court, doesn't go to the state courts, which they own, the district courts, which are so patently corrupt. On Monday night, they immediately began freaking out. The reason why they're so alarmed is because they understand that this suit has the potential to flip the election. Again, they're not asking about, hey, we got a video, the Zapruder film, we got this black lady with the bedazzled sweatshirt and the wig on and the long nails. We see her counting these ballots.
Up. She's got a lawyer now.
Yeah, LaFonda. What's her name? I can't remember. Anyway, she got her name on the sweatshirt. People say, that's not her. Well, yeah, it is. She has her name on her sweatshirt.
That's not her.
Yeah, that's not her. Oh, wait a minute. Her name's on her sweatshirt. It's not about any of that. Did the states violate the Constitution by changing these election laws? It is a simple, simple question. And if the answer is yes, then the Supreme Court's going to have to void those votes. And what's that going to do? Anyway, let me continue reading. The suit alleges that states of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin conducted their elections in ways that violated the United States Constitution. In the United States Constitution, it is clear the state legislatures can choose the manner of election, and Congress can also influence. Congress could actually unify and, make all this, the national election more unified. That's another story anyway, but it's clear in the United States Constitution. And if the Supreme Court agrees, that would almost certainly mean that the Supreme Court would force the state legislatures of those states, quote, to appoint a new set of presidential electors in a manner that does not violate the Electors Clause in the 14th Amendment. I would think they might even say it's so beyond repair, we're just going as a remedy, we're going to now just take it to a vote to the states. I could see that also. But
yes.
we'll see. In the vote to a state, that means, and also in the Constitution, on a thing of such controversy, it goes to the House and the Senate. They vote each. But it's not, you know, every Democrat. It's every state gets one vote. So California, you know, has got God knows how many Democratic representatives in it from California in the House. They don't all get the vote. They get one vote. And so every state then votes one time, and the Republicans have the vast majority. So this would be a clear sign that Trump is winning. At this hour, there's several states. There's seven in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And this was yesterday. This article came out, but I think it's this morning. Some other ones have joined. I'll tell you the states: Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, South Carolina, and South Dakota have all joined the suit. Every state that joins, they don't need anyone, but every state that does join, it brings more power to this lawsuit, because states are equal and states are sovereign. And the states are enjoining this lawsuit to go to the Supreme Court. We're talking about four states: Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia. Well, eight states have already said that they don't like what just went on. So when you see the dynamic of this, this is such a different dynamic. You're now at this point. I mean, when it ends up, who knows how many it'll be, but you're saying eight states are saying we have been damaged by these four states. And so when the Supreme Court, immediately when they start to look at this and the sovereignty of the individual states and the magnitude of this decision and what's going on in these four states, it's immediately the argument of, well, this is such a big ask, the sovereignty of the state, blah, blah, blah. It's immediately overridden, because now you have eight states already who are now arguing that four states hurt them. So do you see the dynamic? I mean, immediately the question is balanced in the favor of the eight states, because it's eight states. It's going to be 20 or 30 by the time it's done. And so the Supreme Court, this is such a different dynamic. It'll be 20. It'll be 20. Yeah. The U.S. Constitution gives us
30. I hope it's 30. I hope it's, you know, put 40.
Don't hold your breath on that. The U.S. Constitution gives the Supreme Court original jurisdiction over controversies between states. And so this is why the case did not need to be filed in the lower court first. That has been the magic bullet, is how do you get to the Supreme Court? Well, Ken Paxton is showing you. We'll waltz right in. We're a state. We're not an individual. We're not a president. We're not an elector. We are a state of the union, the power of the state of the union, the United States of America, the Constitution federally formed, the power of the Ninth and the power of the Tenth Amendment. We are waltzing in, eight of us now. We have been offended, and we need you to look at this. And this is a plain as a nose, yes or no, black or white decision. Did they violate the Constitution or not? Because if they did, they have violated this agreement. They have violated our Congress of the United States. They have our sovereignship together, and they have violated the compact, which is the United States Constitution. So it is no longer an individual being affected. This is the very fabric of the union of the United States of America that is in question. The magnitude is so much greater. The question is so much clearer, and it is a black and white yes or no thing. But the Supreme Court is not obligated to hear any particular case. Correct, Rachel Maddow. Except they immediately after that said, yes, we are going to hear it. Have your response in by Thursday.
Yeah, you mean bam. Mr. Maddow.
The Supreme Court, the article continues, the Supreme Court will determine the fate of the 2020 election after all. This is a very black and white, simple question. Now, the remedy, there's a couple ways they can go if they say it's black. You know, if they say this is not right, no, something wrong happened here, there's a couple of scenarios. But it seems like the Supreme Court's going to make a decision. In his complaint, Paxton argued that the voters in the state were affected by the unconstitutional voting in other states because, quote, the shared enterprise of the entire nation electing the president and vice president, equal protection violations in one state can and do adversely affect and diminish the weight of votes cast in states that lawfully abide by the election structure set forth in the Constitution. My God, this is so powerful.
Yeah.
My God, this is so powerful. We often say that
this suit boils down to whether we have a constitution or not.
Bingo! That's exactly where I was going to go with this.
Do we have a constitution or do we not?
How long have we talked about this and the different guests we've had on, and we've been wanting to talk about, and people say, well, the Constitution's dead, the we're about to see.
Yeah, we're about to see. Yeah, it's going to the Supreme Court. And all the lawyers on every show that I have watched over this subject have said, well, they're not going to win because other states don't want to go along with other states cannot tell other states what to do. And they're gaslighting us. That's not the subject, you know.
That's not even what they're asking.
It's all about the Constitution. Yeah.
That's right. That's not even what they're asking. Right.
No, all they're asking is. But they're gaslighting everybody and saying, oh, this has no chance of winning because, Texas can't tell Georgia and Wisconsin what to do. But that's not that. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
No, but they can ask the Supreme Court to tell them.
That's right. But they can. Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, if just take a gander down memory lane on YouTube and look at, Clarence Thomas, his hearings with, Joe Biden screaming at him and accusing him and all
yes.
that.
Yes. And just there's a little bad blood there.
A little. Oh my gosh. I mean, if you remember that, ladies and gentlemen, I was pretty young, but I still remember that. Biden's about to get his comeuppance on that deal.
At least from him, you know.
You have Alito and Thomas, who have shown themselves to be real conservative and look like they're ready to rule on this. And then you have three people nominated by Trump. That doesn't mean they're going to definitely, you know, go one way or another. But, I mean, if Trump is ever going to win this, if this is ever going to happen, if the Constitution on a question of such magnitude, the ultimate, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, the ultimate question about the destiny of our country and what we are. I mean, I have not seen a bigger one. I cannot remember a bigger one in my lifetime that's gone before the courts.
Nope.
The ultimate question of the sovereignty and direction and rule of law for the United States comes down in this, and it is simple. Black or white, there is no ambiguity to this question. Is the Constitution the rule of law or not? Do the states have the power to override these certain, you know, there's very few things, and we've talked about, there's very few things that the Constitution actually mandates the states to do. And that's where the Ninth and Tenth Amendment come in. Very few things. One of them is this on the voting and a certain way that you are going to administrate law on the election law. Very clear. And it is very obvious that they violated that procedure. So do they have the right to go against not in violating an individual in their state, not violating President Trump, one individual, one American's rights against a state, one American versus state. Do they have the right to violate the compact of the United States of America? Do they have the right to slap the faces of their fellow sovereign countries, nations, bodies, political bodies, which are the states of the Union? Do they? The magnitude, the history of this, the potential here is staggering. And you are about to find out, we are all about to find out if our courts think that there is a constitution in this country or not.
Yeah.
It's huge. We got a couple minutes left. Any comment you want to make before the break, Kev?
Well, here's one of the other arguments that they were making. You know, Pennsylvania had 2.5 million write-in votes, and they were saying, well, the courts don't want to disenfranchise their 2.5 million votes. Well, if they allow that, they're disenfranchising the other states because they're nullifying 2.5 million votes for somebody else.
They're disenfranchising all the states that join. That's what I'm. Yeah. That's what I'm. We're trying to get across to you how big this is. You, with the weight of the question, all these other questions have been weighted against Trump's side or against, you know, proving fraud. On their face is what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, because it's one person being violated or a president being violated or it's, or the peace people of the state or, you know, 20,000 people or whatever. It's the weight of it is balanced against them, and the court is being asked to make a decision on behalf of 15,000-20,000 people to override millions of people. In this, it is just the opposite. They are being asked to override a couple million people on behalf of 50, 60, 70 million people, or however many, whoever joins this, but a lot of people. Do you see the difference? Anyway, continue on, Kev.
Well, so we're gonna, When are they going to hear it? Do you know?
I don't know. It's got to be quick, I'm sure. I mean, it's going to happen relatively soon.
They got a real good shot there, and I think if that goes down, you know, they still got the fraud cases to go to the Supreme Court. So we got two good shots there.
Well, I think martial law is the back.
And martial law back up. If he calls it out, I'm for it 100%.
Well, it depends on how it goes, but Donald Trump does not have the look.
For the most part, we can't lose our country. The bottom line is we cannot lose our country to these people, or it's going to be so hard to get back.
It's just like coronavirus. I don't want the cure to be worse than the disease. You know, what does that martial law look like?
But do you believe in Trump or not? And I believe in Trump if he brings out the...
I believe in my wife, but I don't agree with everything she says, Kev.
Let's put it this way. I'd rather have him bring out martial law than hand the reins over to Joe Biden and the criminals. You?
Depends on what that martial law looks like.
You don't know what the martial law is until they bring it out.
That's what depends on what that looks like. What
Trump.
Does it look like?
Well,
geez, that's a big ask. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Power Hour. More news on the other side. This is, very interesting. Very interesting case in so many respects. You're listening to The Power Hour. Stay tuned.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Wow, we were talking during the break, just going back and forth about what corporate media is saying about this. It's just very interesting. They've convinced us, America in general, over the last however many years, Walter Cronkite was kind of the height of their control. You know, it didn't exist until Walter Cronkite said it. But if it's not said on corporate media by Rachel Maddow or somebody like that, then it doesn't exist. It's not true. And whatever their point of view on this, or on the major issues, that's the way it is, and that's what to expect, including Joe Biden's president-elect. Well, my question, you know, Chris Wallace, you heard the story, Chris Wallace, or maybe we didn't talk about it. Chris Wallace had the health secretary on, and he said, called the vice president Joe Biden, and Chris Wallace, to his guest, corrects it, well, excuse me, sir, he's the vice president, or he's the president-elect.
Yeah.
You know, if he had said that to me, I would said, elected by who?
Yeah.
Well, the people. Well, what do you mean the people? The electors, you know, just how arrogant and how, like Uncle Kevin's saying, how gaslighting out they are.
Yeah.
How, gaslighting is telling people, you know, you may hear that term, it's telling people something that's not true and to make them think that they're crazy for believing the other way or to get them to then believe the way you want. It's like telling my children, you know, when the little one asks, where's mommy at? Well, mommy's at the store. Mommy's not here. Mommy's at the store. Mommy will be back soon. Go back to sleep. I just gaslit my little child. That's gaslighting. Mommy's in the other room with the door shut, wanting 5 minutes apiece away from her. I just gaslit my little child. Yeah. Is that okay, didn't mean? I'm getting texts about my voice. Yes, my voice is a little gruff. I apologize. I have a head cold. I was either going to do this or not be on. I wanted to be here. There's so many important things. James McKinney's here. So thank you for your support, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. 877-817-9829. Check that out. More great news stories or interesting ones. Anyway, Swalwell. I know your favorite, Kev. Representative Eric Swalwell. Suggested Tuesday, he's in hot water. I guess I should do this story first. Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Why is Eric Swalwell still on House Intel Committee after Chinese spy revelations? It has been found out that he had very close relations. Let's just put it mildly, relations.
Yes.
Use your imagination.
He was sleeping with a spy. Let's get it out there.
Okay. Oh, you said it. Correct. Could turn out to be a Chinese spy. When you go to these colleges and you see these Chinese everywhere, especially at colleges where they do a lot of research, you can bet your bottom dollar they are rife with spies. You want to call that racist? I don't care. You can call it whatever you want. I know this for a fact. My brother-in-law will even tell you. he does a lot of research, or did a lot of research, at these colleges when he was there. And that's what they are. So these spies are everywhere. And in politics, especially the Chinese ones, they're hanging around. They're peddling influence. Epstein, you know what Epstein's about. This is what goes on in reality. And these people get in the office. They're getting in because somebody has something on them, or they're manipulating them, or they're a puppet for somebody. That's why you say puppet masters. And the networks and how they do it is very interesting. Anyway, after all this, what came out about Swalwell, of course, he's one of the foremost ones who attacked Trump. It just happened to be that he was literally sleeping with the enemy, literally sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah.
And now he's the one most against Trump.
And she raised a ton of money for him, too.
Oh, just happened to be.
Just happened to raise a ton of money for a guy who she's sleeping with in Congress. Wow, isn't that special?
So does that make him a political prostitute? I don't know. I digress. Anyway, so out of all this, Swalwell suggests Trump is behind the report. So Trump just made it up. After all that, that's the nuts and bolts of that. Medical license of Oregon doctor revoked for questioning COVID-19 and face mask efficacy. An Oregon medical doctor who allegedly dismissed the coronavirus as the common cold and blasphemed face masks by questioning their effectiveness has now had his medical license revoked. So much for independent thought. So much for...
Well, in the pandemic of the 1917s, one of the major reasons of death was people wearing face masks.
Well, that's some of the research that's come out now, and that was Fauci.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fauci was part of that research. How many years ago was that? I don't remember the study. Fauci was part of that study.
17?
No, he was part. No, they did a study like 10. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
It was like 10, 15 years ago.
He was Beelzebub, you know, and.
Well, they literally dug up bodies from the flu.
They did.
They literally dug
absolutely.
Up bodies, and they're doing research and causes and whatever. They found, most of these people died of bacterial pneumonia, which
that's
just
correct.
Happens to be caused by masks or exacerbated by masks.
That's exactly right. So people who are wearing masks right now, you think again about wearing them.
According to NBC News, the Oregon Medical Board took action after this Dr. Stephen Latalupe, I think I'm close enough. Anyway, he needs your prayers. Appeared at a Stop the Steal rally. So he went to a Stop the Steal rally. Then they took his license. You see how they work? You see, we want our country back. We want decency back. You see why, you know, we're arguing about Trump doing martial law and some people may be aghast about it. This is why.
Yeah.
I mean,
if they give you a license, they can take it away. That's the terrible thing about it. You know, people don't realize that, I got to go down and get my license. Well, the license is a bad thing because the government can take it away. Whoever gave it to you can take it away at any time they want.
Well, that's why, again, this is why churches are not taxed, because the power to tax is the power to destroy. The power
destroy.
To license.
George Washington.
That wasn't George Washington. That was one Supreme Court justice. I can't remember. But the power to license. Think about the power to license and the power to control. The power to tax is the power to destroy. The power to license is the power to control. Tenants, landlords face imminent crisis as pandemic lifelines expire. January is going to be a mess, so says Zero Hedge. America's small-time landlords, along with their tenants, are in trouble as the safety nets are set to expire. Tenants haven't paid rent in months, with a looming eviction moratorium expiring at the end of this month. For 12 million Americans and their family, this Christmas will be their worst, as the extended unemployment benefits that have kept many afloat are set to expire also. You got a lot of things coming together. I think if Trump stays in, I think he is going to stay in. I think he's going to rev up the printing press. I think that's what he's going to do, and he's going to be throwing out money to everybody.
I think so, too. Yeah.
He doesn't have a choice.
He has no choice. Yeah, absolutely. He has no choice. So.
And people say, well, that's terrible if Obama did. Well at this point.
What are you going to do? Throw everybody out?
Right.
For throwing them out? Heck
right.
No.
Is it going to be homeless? But then again, at the same time, what's also going on, which I don't like, is the tenants are not paying rent because they get a moratorium, but the landlords then still have to pay the mortgage to the banks. And so you know where that's going. You know, you can just imagine where that's going. UK issues warning about Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. People with significant allergic reactions are being warned not to get the Pfizer's new coronavirus vaccine. Well, considering that, I think a new study, children are like, 40% of them have some kind of long-term allergy or long-term medical condition? That's, you know, almost half of children right off the bat should not get it. After two people needed treatment after being jabbed one day, it was launched in the UK. So they needed treatment immediately, meaning they almost died probably. They're not.
And usually these people are, you know, in a certain age group, which is optimum, and they're the healthiest people on the planet, you know?
Two people with a history of significant allergic reactions responded adversely yesterday. Canada becomes second country to approve Pfizer anti-COVID vaccine. The UK has already started a mass vaccination program. Ooh, those words send chills up and down my spine. With U.S.-German inoculations, Canadian medical watchdog Health Canada has approved the vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech, becoming the second country to do so. So what's going to go on with them? How are they going to respond? Our man Wayne Elliott, he was going to be on today. He couldn't make it, so hope he's doing well. You know, maybe he's running from the vaccine. maybe he's beating up some nurses for trying to force him to get a vaccine. Oh, who knows?
Well, at least he's always got an invite down here, you know?
North Korea says South Korea may pay dearly for doubting its claim to be COVID-free. Whatever that means, who cares? Kim Jong-un's influential sister has launched a stinging verbal attack on South Korea's foreign minister. Like, we want to hear anything about North and South Korea right now. Thieves loot Russia's top secret doomsday plane. Police in Russia's southern Rostov region have opened an investigation into the theft of equipment from a top secret plane intended for use as an airborne command center. This such a weird story.
Such an odd story. What did they? That sounds like a James Bond story. Well, why would they loot it?
They didn't know how to fly
secrets.
It, I guess.
Secret?
No, they stole the equipment. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. More than a million rubles, which is $13,000, was stolen from the aircraft.
Would they steal the windshield wipers?
If it was America's, the Russians actually know how to build a plane for under $16 million or whatever one fighter plane costs these days. It's a weird story.
It's just such a weird story.
Is there another story you have quickly before I keep going here?
No, you got most of them.
All right. Four people charged with criminal damage for toppling Edward Colston statue in Bristol during BLM protests. So four people are charged. This is in the UK. Four people are being charged.
Oh, that's good.
Republicans, this is from Politico. Republicans plot their first and last Trump rebellion. First and last? Give me a break. They've been rebelling against Trump since the day he announced for his candidacy. Are you kidding me? The annual defense policy bill is where GOP lawmakers draw the line. Senator Jim Inhofe is among anyway, I'll read the story. You can make your own conclusions. Senator Jim Inhofe is among Donald Trump's most loyal supporters, but with Inhofe and legions of other Republicans preparing to defy the president on a major defense bill, Trump decided to make one last push. In a 30-minute phone call earlier this week, Trump told Inhofe that he's still planning to veto the NDAA because it doesn't bend to his whims. He knows how they're writing. You know, he could have said anything here, this writer. You know, this is what we talk about, making the news instead of reporting the news. If it doesn't bend to his whims. Well, that's why any president vetoes anything, because it's not to their liking, idiot. Targeting social media companies and maintaining bases named after Confederate soldiers. No, that's actually not the Confederate soldiers. He doesn't want it to be the power to be given to Pocahontas to do it. You know,
right.
you want to change the name of a base? Let's talk about it. Well, I'm not going to give the power over to some social justice little outfit to just do as they please. That's what he's saying. But anyway,
right.
The Senate Armed Service Chair said he explained to Trump the importance of the bill. It delivers pay raises to the troops and is intended to strengthen the national defense. Perhaps most important, Inhofe is forging ahead with the president. We have a difference on this. All right. Well, Trump's going to veto it.
Well, isn't he going to veto? Isn't that the Section 230 in that bill too?
That's right. See, that's again.
Yeah,
I'm glad you brought that up.
Really,
Politico isn't even bringing this up.
Veto it because he doesn't want to give the power back to the tech giants. He wants to strip them of it.
Oh my God! I'm so glad you brought that up. I got a little bit of a head cold, obviously, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I don't think it's clearly
here. Why he wants to veto it?
All right.
Yeah.
Listen to this sentence, ladies and gentlemen. Go back. This is how media works. One of the things I really have wanted to do is get, help you understand or show or highlight these things so you understand what liars or manipulators they are. This is not a coincidence. Listen to this sentence. In the phone call Monday night, Trump told Inhofe they still plan to veto the NDAA because it doesn't bend to his whims, hyphen, targeting social media companies and maintaining bases named for Confederate soldiers. So what they just did, he didn't mention anything about 230, anything about the censorship, anything about, you know, Google, YouTube canceling our YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh.
Targeting social media companies with maintaining bases named for Confederate soldiers.
Right.
You see how they did that? These people are masters. They put those together. Oh, that whole social media talk, that's just like the Confederate soldier discussion. No, it's not. It's not even close. No, it's complete. Not. Anyway, that's how they work.
Censorship. And huge censorship. Not a little bit of censorship.
Censorship. Huge. It's about free speech.
Yeah.
Supreme Court won't hear Trump allies challenge the Pennsylvania vote. We know, you know, left and right, Trump is losing, or Trump allies or whatever is losing these state, cases. That's another reason why this Texas case is so powerful.
Arizona Supreme Court upholds lower court case and affirmed Joe Biden's victory in Arizona. And that's after that doctor, that really
Dr.
prominent
Shiva.
Doctor yeah. Shiva comes out. And the bottom line is, Trump was so far ahead, Biden had to get at least 130% of the votes, and Trump had to lose 30% of the votes for Biden to catch Trump and win. So, I mean, and they still just ignored it, you know?
We're going to ask James about this when he comes on, but the statistical analysis, say that fast three times, the analysis of the stats are so clear that it's not impossible Joe Biden won, but neither is winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Well, Joe Biden. I say it's impossible for Joe Biden to win. He got a better chance of hitting the lottery than statistically Joe Biden winning.
Well, on the different things.
He probably got 30 million votes, bottom line.
Joe Biden faces blowback. Joe Biden faces blowback on Department of Defense pick, possibly worst of all options. Joe Biden's pick for Secretary of Defense, retired Army General Lloyd Austin, was met with strong criticism, largely from Democrats, with some expressing unwillingness to confirm it. Much of the concern revolved around having a recently retired general requiring a special congressional waiver lead the Department of Defense, which is traditionally led by a civilian. What does this mean? Senator Warren Pocahontas, a.k.a. Pocahontas, said, "I have a great respect for General Austin. His career has been exemplary, and I look forward to meeting him and talking to him more, but I oppose a waiver. I opposed a waiver for General Mattis, and I will oppose a waiver for General Austin." Basically, they want somebody else in there. They got somebody else in mind. Michael Flynn, there's, and quote, anti-American sentiment in the DOJ, FBI, and the intel community. Really? Newsflash. Michael Flynn says there is an anti-American sentiment in the DOJ, FBI, and the intel community. Imagine that. This is from Breitbart. Flynn, first of all, we all know that this was an effort to get Flynn to get Trump. And that's been very made clear. One particular senior FBI agent who has now put into an affidavit, which is a good word to use right now, and that statement that he made was outrageous. The other things that you know, the campaign from 2016, the transition, and then into White House, this entire effort, when people say, hey, Mike, I'm sorry for what happened to you, what I tell people is I don't feel sorry for me, feel sorry for this president, feel sorry for the president that didn't see of this country and be outraged at the whole what they tried to do to this country. Like I've said many times, Donald Trump is the lightning rod. He is the stone of offense to the deep state. He is the mirror that puts up to the world, to America, so that we can see, just have some semblance of an idea of what we're really dealing with. And this is just another example. He is the mirror. He is the mirror. He is an instrument in God's hands of getting us to understand what we're dealing with, the oppression that we really are under. No matter what happens with Donald Trump, did whatever about him, and people have many opinions, as so do I, and I have many things. We don't openly discuss these. Except Uncle Kevin, he's got four posters on his wall.
I love him. And when,
well,
when
I
we
love
take
them
back
too.
Our country,
I love them too, but when, I don't agree with
and,
everything.
And when we take back our country, I'm going to put posters all around my house.
Donald Trump is the man that has an instrument to show what we're dealing with. He is that. Video, another travel company exec says vaccine passports are coming. Vaccine passports are coming. This is a nightmare. We have not talked a lot about these vaccine passport issues, mandatory vaccines, et cetera, throughout the world, not just America, because of the election. This is a big deal. This is the first RNA DNA vaccine. We've heard Dr. Lan George, it goes in other doctors. It interacts with your DNA, with your RNA, and changes who you are. And once you're changed, you can't go back.
You can't go
back. You're changed forever.
You can't go back.
You're changed forever. Why would you do that? Please, for the love of God, get a little bit of information on this. Tell to everybody you know, especially young people, please, for the love of God, please tell everybody you know and get them to question this and have some thoughts about this. And the people are ready to hear this. Don't sit in your basement or sit in your house and think, oh, I got to be afraid. No, they're ready to hear this. They're ready.
Do some research. Do some research. And
you don't need a lot. Find a couple articles. You can go on the Power Hour website. There's a couple articles which go about this. Maybe Catherine, maybe try to find something.
Yeah.
This makes it simple. And just share this. Please. They are talking about going into your DNA and manipulating it. I mean, some of the other things we've heard, that is for sure. That is a given and that is a known. All right. And the speculation from there gets pretty creepy all into, the God gene and sterilization and all these things are legitimate conversations. I don't care what somebody in a suit and a tie and a overly whitened smile tells you on corporate media run by the corporations funded by Big Pharma. I don't care what they tell you. These are legitimate questions after all that we've seen. And if there's any doubt at all on this, there is no doubt. For me and my family, there's no doubt.
No doubt. You can give me a 650 horsepower Corvette, and I still wouldn't do it. And you know how much I love Corvettes.
I wouldn't do it for anything.
Me neither.
I won't do it. Pot stocks are on the rise. Grow Generation stock has been on fire for much of 2020. It's up 7 times for the year. 700%.
Each state is probably going to legalize it, you know, so it might be a good thing to get into.
Well, I don't want to even get involved in that. I'll get in cryptos. I don't want to be part of it.
The growth possibility is tremendous. I don't agree with legalizing pot, but they're not going to stop it. So,
well, that doesn't mean well. There's other things you can make money off of. I mean, geez,
I know.
I can go. Buy a case of fentanyl from China and sell it for God knows how many thousands of percent. I mean, that's money, and people are using it, and it's not going anywhere. I mean, it's the same argument. I don't want anything to do with it. That's
me. No, that's not the same argument, not even close.
It is close. It's not the same. I'll agree with you. It's not the same argument, but it is close. Trump administration rejects massive Alaska mining project. U.S. Corps of Army Engineers denied a permit for the Pebble Mine in Alaska on Wednesday. We've been talking about this for a while now. Just weeks before President-elect. See, it says President-elect Joe Biden. Who elected him? Who elected Joe Biden? Anyway, you can check the story out on the Power Hour.
What are they mining there? What are they mining for?
Oil, I imagine. I mean, that would be my guess. I don't know. Let's just go on. You can read it. It's on the Power Hour website. Former Israeli space security chief says extraterrestrial. I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I actually obviously have a little trouble here. Former Israeli space security chief says extraterrestrials exist and Trump knows about it. Yeah, I would agree.
I have to agree with him.
I could buy that. I don't know if I agree because I don't know, but I could buy it.
Just look up Valiant Thor back in the 1950s. He's supposedly an ambassador sent from outer space to Washington. And Eisenhower had a treaty with the aliens.
Allegedly. Black holes can grow, quote, hair when spinning fast enough in dramatic extension of Einstein's theory of gravity. Health, the CDC shows COVID-19 has high survival rate. Yeah, it has way high survival. And if you have good vitamin D levels, I mean, it's like Joe Biden win the election. It's almost impossible. If you get your vitamin D levels up, studies are showing it's almost impossible to die from COVID. So, The interview with Frank Davis yesterday was great. Check out OptiVita Vitamin D, a really high powered, great source. Supercharged vitamin D. Check that out. Renowned scientist warns that coronavirus vaccine is downright dangerous. Yeah. Thai German microbiologist Dr. Sukrit Bhakti made the warning during an interview with Fox News host Laura Ingraham. It is dangerous. Even somebody on corporate media is telling you that or having an interview. Mm-hmm. And what is that? Do you think they don't have doubts? Oh my gosh. Please.
Well, he's going to lose his license probably soon.
Well, he's not American. Please tell the people that you love, please don't keep your mouth shut about this. Please.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Please be that mother-in-law or mother or whatever. Be the pushy mother-in-law on this. Please. And get people, force them to at least look at this a little bit. And if there's any doubt, hey, let's just wait.
Yeah.
Reducing your intake of sugary drinks by one.
You don't buy a car. You don't be the first to buy a certain kind of washer.
Stay tuned. James McCanny on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.